This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. People in Hong Kong stood in long lines at newsstands early Tuesday to buy copies of the pro-democracy tabloid newspaper Apple Daily, one day after its publisher was arrested for violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper printed 500,000 copies of Tuesday's edition, at least four times as many as usual, despite the large number of copies many vendors had sold out of their allotment of the paper within hours. The public reaction was sparked by the arrest of Jimmy Lai, the owner of Next Digital, Apple Daily's parent company, on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. As the global economy tries to regain its economic footing amid the virus pandemic, the U.S. is being seen as one of the chief risks to a worldwide rebound. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Past downturns, the U.S. has been able to pull the world economy out of a rut. But analysts and exporters figure that's unlikely this time, as America deals with a virus surge and many businesses scale back or cancel reopening plans. From a luxury handbag maker in Italy to a hat maker in Asia, companies that rely on the U.S. market for sales say it's just not there. Analysts say the U.S.'s bumbling response to the pandemic is hurting its own economic prospects, while the European Union, China, and other entities are trying to regain some economic normalcy. Sagar Magani.
Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she fled to neighboring Lithuania after second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results, showed her losing to longtime president Alexander Lukashenko. This is VOA News. Russia has become the first country to officially register a coronavirus vaccine and declare it ready for use, despite international skepticism. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking at a government meeting, President Vladimir Putin said the vaccine has undergone proper testing and is safe, adding that one of his daughters has already been inoculated. Putin says the shot has proven efficient, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus, with medical workers, teachers and other risk groups the first to be inoculated. However, scientists at home and abroad have been sounding the alarm that the rush to start using the vaccine before phase three trials, which normally last for months and involve thousands of people, could backfire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday said his relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping has frayed in the wake of the novel coronavirus pandemic and that he has not spoken to his Chinese counterpart in a long time. President Trump told Fox Sports Radio in an interview, citing their Phase One trade deal hammered out last year and signed in early 2020. The president said his feelings changed amid COVID-19. The president, who is seeking re-election in the November 3rd U.S. election, made challenging China a key part of his 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the Czech Republic today, having given a speech commemorating the U.S. role in liberating the region during World War II. Here, the secretary compares the efforts of the U.S. troops in World War II to the Czech and Slovak troops who responded to the Russian invasion of 1968.
The principles that they fought for democracy, for freedom, for the rule of law, respect for human rights, market economies, a return to the West, are the same ones that motivated American troops during World War II and that unite our countries to this day.
The top U.S. diplomat's trip comes as the Trump administration looks to confront Russia and Chinese economic and geopolitical competition in Europe. At least three children were killed and 1,000 more injured in the massive explosion that rocked Beirut, Lebanon last week. That, according to UNICEF, at least 31 children required hospitalization, the organization added today. The United Nations Children's Fund noted in a statement that for survivors affected by the blast, access to water, education, health care, and their own homes could be limited. UNICEF reported surveying 558 out of 3,000 damaged buildings and found that only 202 were accessible and had a water supply. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. And this is VOA News.